Well, I mean, it, for what it's worth, department, what a thing like this does. I'm not a sports guy, and I'm definitely not a runner. Though my folks thought I was a good long distance runner, but it's not something that I like to do. But for in terms of making people aware, this certainly draws attention to you and what you're doing and what you're trying to contribute and trying to get other people to learn to try to do. Outside of the scope of the folks that usually pay attention to you. I know right now it may not seem like that, it may seem somewhat disgraceful, but it gets ordinary folks like me, who will just swim three times a week at the Y, talking and thinking and aware of what you're doing. So
exactly.
there is a silver lining to this. I think I think you know that. You're making the best of it, right?
Exactly. And that was why I made the comment that it was the best $500 spent. I mean, I have to basically take this in jest and just, show people, how ridiculous it was. And, my main goal of doing something like running the Appalachian Trail in 46 days was to inspire others to get out and do whatever that might be for them. For some people, it might be running around the block. It might be getting off the couch and deciding to take control of their life and their health. And if I've done that, then I've succeeded. The real story isn't about taking a few sips of champagne after a long journey like I did. The real story is inspiring others to get out and explore their limits. And for me, that meant pounding out the Appalachian Trail in 46 days.
I agree with you totally on that. And also on the timing, people aren't paying much attention in July, but here in September, they actually are. So, I mean, from a media point of view, good timing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you.